Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Lessons from Innocence by a Proud Granny, New Mexico, USA. My granddaughter, Ashley, is a child who has never had the opportunity to be spoiled. She is being raised by a single mom who has limited funds. Ashley has spent many of her young years in the daycare system while her mother is working. Ashley loves music and sings along to many of the songs on the radio. Now, I know I'm her grandmother, but she is a very curious, thoughtful, happy, and quiet child. In fact, she is quiet to the point of being shy and has the most gentle soul. In late 2002, my daughter Shauna was laid off from her job as a daycare worker. After that time, of course, she cared for her daughter at home. Ashley told me that she missed going to school. School is what she called her daycare, and that she missed playing with her friends while at school. In 2004, Ashley turned 5 years old. She was a little small for her age, but very ready and anxious to begin kindergarten. She was so excited to be going to school, she could hardly contain herself. When the first day of school finally arrived, my daughter took Ashley to school. Ashley was thrilled and eager. My daughter was a little sad and nervous to see her baby go off to school, as all young mothers are. When it came time for all the mothers to leave their young new schoolers with a teacher in the new classroom, Ashley noticed another youngster was crying and clinging to her mother. Ashley walked over to the crying child and simply said, "Don't cry. I will be your friend." Her few words made a world of difference. The other child was calmed and they both had a new friend. Both moms were a little less anxious about letting their children venture out in the world of education. Both moms were a little more humbled. My daughter saw that Ashley could handle herself in this new world of kindergarten. The other child's mother was confident she was not leaving her child alone. Couldn't we all learn a lesson or two from the innocence of children? They are young enough to see beyond race and religion, beyond differences of any and all kinds. Children are able to see the fear of another person and find a way to comfort them with a simple gesture of friendship. I know I am quite biased, but someone has taught Ashley to feel and to freely express those feelings. My hat is off to Shauna for teaching her young daughter to care for others, and hats off to Ashley for reaching out and comforting her new friend.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.